is according to Indeed.com. There are benefits, 10 top benefits to volunteering. Provides you with a sense of purpose, provides a sense of community, helps you meet new friends, increases your social skills, improves self-esteem, teaches you valuable skills, provides job prospects, brings fun into your life, can help you be happier, and gets you out of your comfort zone. And of course, we're always looking for volunteers at Yes FM, but there is another need of volunteers, and that's with the American Red Cross. And here to talk about that is Kevin Brooks. Good morning, Kevin.
Good morning.
And Kevin is the Regional Volunteer Recruitment Specialist. So if you want to volunteer, he specializes in that.
That's right.
All right. Well, lots of ways. Not Red Cross isn't just blood, of course, but that is a big part of what you do. And also disaster responses and service to armed forces as well. Tell us about all the volunteer opportunities at the Red Cross.
Sure, be happy to. Well, our initiative right now is Resolve to Volunteer. It's a new year and new you. So, I cover 14 counties, and which is the Western Lake Erie chapter and the North Central Ohio chapters. And for all your information, for anything I talk about, go to redcross.org. I can't stress that enough. That has everything that you need to volunteer or just to find out more information about what we do at the Red Cross and our humanitarian needs. Our urgent needs right now are disaster action team specialists. And what they do is not only do they deploy, you know, for hurricanes and fires and floods, but they also work locally here. We have over three house fires a night, or actually a day, I should say, in northern Ohio. So, you know, we're there right there when people are at their lowest and they need a little pep or something to kind of make them feel like they're not in this by themselves. You know, we're there. We're there to help them. So a disaster action team member, that's one of our biggest urgent needs, especially in counties like Ottawa, Sandusky, Fulton, Henry, Monroe, Lucas, and Wood. Now, another, obviously, our blood donations, we have blood donor ambassadors. They are extremely helpful at the blood drives because they do is they make people feel comfortable. You know, sometimes when people see a needle, they kind of like go, oh, my goodness, you know, what did I get myself in? So they make them feel comfortable, talk to them. And it's a good way for, you know, anyone to network and learn social skills and learn what, what phlebotomists do. So it's actually pretty educational, too. And a lot of high school students, they must do that as a part of their graduation things that they have to do. Yeah. And then also, and those are, we do over 5,000 of those in northern Ohio a year. So it's pretty extensive. We have one on Executive Parkway that's just about every day you could go and do that. And then we also, in Lucas County only, we have what's called transportation specialists, which we always have a need for. So a lot of times, not all the time, a lot of times it's retirees. They just want to do something kind of behind the scenes. Well, they can jump in one of our Red Cross vehicles, and they can take life-saving blood to different places that need that in Northwest Ohio. And service to the armed forces is something that people sometimes don't think about. And we do all kinds of our biggest need right now is a adult reconnection facilitator. And what they do is they kind of bridge that gap between, you know, families and when our armed forces come home and kind of make sure that, you know, if they need any sort of help, we can provide that for them in a lot of different ways. So that's kind of our needs right now. And another thing, too, about our blood drives, February, you get a $10 Amazon card if you would like to give blood, life-saving blood, especially now we need platelets. And then we're also, you'll be in a drawing for a trip for two to Clearwater Beach, Florida. Mm. So a lot of exciting things going on in the Red Cross world. And I can be reached anytime at kevin.brooks3@redcross.org.
All right. If you missed that, just give us a call here at the studio. How is the blood supply right now?
Bud Supply is doing very well right now, especially it's picked up quite a bit after the pandemic. But we need all kinds of blood types, especially zero. So anyone that wants to give blood, we are in a constant need because blood does have a shelf life. So get out there and please donate. Go on redcross.org again, and you can sign up for an appointment. Go in. It's really simple. We have people there, like I said, blood donor ambassadors, to make you feel welcome and at home, and we can't appreciate it enough. And I had a blood transfusion when I had my tonsils out. They nicked my artery.
Oh, my gosh.
So, yes. So when I was little, someone saved my life because of giving blood. So this is pretty personal to me, and I appreciate it very much and love what I do at the Red Cross.
And there's a timeliness with the blood, right? What's the shelf life of blood?
I believe red blood is 42 days and platelets are 3 days.
Oh.
So we have that constant need of blood out there, irregardless of what your blood type is. I mean, we need all your blood.
And you can't do that without a little help. And so people can either give blood or help in the process of giving blood. What was the one thing you called it with lobotomist or what was that?
Lobotomist. They actually, it's very educational for especially some of our college, you know, community college and college students that maybe want to get into that field of being a phlebotomist and learning how to draw blood and the whole process. It's actually it's pretty exciting and neat. And we have a lot of academic service learning programs with, you know, like Lord's College. I mean, they're a nursing program that works with us, and they can get, you know, different, I guess, professional development, you know, certificates or something like that. But it gives them training toward going into something that they may want to do.
So you don't have to become an actual nurse to draw blood?
That's kind of actually out of my expertise.
Oh, okay.
My expertise is more volunteer recruitment. But we urge anyone to go out and give blood if they can.
Okay. All right. Well, Kevin, where can people go again to find out more information?
I know it sounds cliche, but redcross.org.
Yes.
First page, you just go to the first page of the website. Right at the top, it says volunteer. You click volunteer. It's an extremely easy process. You fill out the application. Even if you don't know exactly what you want to volunteer, you pick something and you'll get a screener that'll call you to talk you through, hey, here's the different options. So we're very flexible. We work with people's times, but we really could use your help out there right now.
All right. And curious, with the ice storms in Texas, is the Red Cross going to help out those people from the ice storms?
That's another good question. I'm guessing. I do not. That's another out of my expertise area. But I mean, we've been down to hurricane. We have people that are still down in Florida for the hurricane disaster that was there. So we just have so many selfless people that give of their time to help others. It's just unbelievable. So whenever there are disasters, you know, we have people from Northern Ohio that deploy to California. They go all over the place. I mean, it's amazing the outreach these people do.
A great opportunity to travel with a purpose.
That's true.
All right. Well, hey, Kevin, thanks for spending some time with us this morning, and let's get some volunteers for you.
Anytime. Thanks so much for having me, and just remember, redcross.org.